Village of Round Lake, regular board meeting, November 2nd, 2015.
Good evening, everybody. I'd like to call to order for the Village of Round Lake, our regular meeting of November 2nd, 2015 at 7:01 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Fowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee Tripman.
Present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Don, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. May I get a motion for item 3.1 to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of October 19, 2015.
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye. Abstain.
Motion carries. Any public comments this evening?
Hi, my name is Frank Bell. I'm a resident of Round Lake for the last 12 years or so. I represent an organization called Pancreatic Cancer Prevention Network. Not-for-profit organization that tries to find funding, doing research, treating pancreatic cancer, really testing or detecting things of that sort. November is National Pancreatic Cancer Month. November 13th is World Pancreatic Cancer Day. I had called the village and spoke to Martin downstairs about this morning. If in a problem, they would be kind enough to make November 13th proclamation day for pancreatic cancer. I spoke to her last week and she told me it was approved. And I come to the meeting tonight and speak to work and see if that could be approved and move forward.
Yes, sir. Thank you for
coming.
When will it be ready, Steve? Do you know?
Check the flags. I have it in a couple minutes.
Okay. By the end of the week?
Yes. Sounds wonderful. I appreciate you taking the time off with me.
Can I have the spelling of your last name?
Sure. GDE capital S.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing it to our attention.
Thank you for bringing it to our attention.
Yes. Making a motion for the consent agenda, items 5.1 through 5.3 as follows. Boy, that's a short one. 5.1, approve the accounts payable in the amount of $306,840.07. 5.2, approve payroll for the period ending October 18, 2015, in the amount of $133,399.98. And item 5.3, adopt a resolution for basic rebuild of AC model 400 pump and motor in the Cambridge lift station by Xylem in an amount not to exceed $2,769.43.
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Crayley. Is there any discussion? Any questions? If not, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Crowley.
Yes.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Tripman.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Yes.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Motion carries. On item 14, I'm sad to say that a decision has just been made to reschedule the business and HOA summit meetings. The situation has come up out of our control that we need to move this to another date. Steve and staff will get an emergency email sent out tomorrow to all of the businesses and all the staff to let them know that we will reschedule these summits. Item 14.2, Illinois Municipal League Conference Report. Again, this is a difficult thing. I was hoping to have it more in a report format. Steve, did you pass those out?
I just put together what Mayor, Trustee Crayley, and I different seminars we went to. I will make a few comments from what I found out the sessions last year. Sue, Henry, so you may probably agree with what we have as an easy to say here after here. The sessions that were active participation with the people there were the most interesting. I know last year, Henry, Sue, they went to the attorney sessions. Those were probably the best. They were funny. You learned a lot from them. Roundtable discussions, I know all of you just went to families of the mayors. Russ went to the council member, and I went to the administrators roundtable. There's a lot of interesting information to be there, real life information. And you find that each community is unique. Each community sometimes does it, you know, the same way, depending on the amount of money they have or that they're on. There were some refresher sessions for me. Sometimes the NML has the same type of sessions, so a few of those I tried to avoid, but there's a couple I went to that seemed to be just a refresher. Not a bad thing. It's good to relearn and re-understand some of the processes we go through. I also know that electronic communications is big again this year. It's important for businesses and residents in your community. It's a great place to network with peers. I finally got down to the vendor showcase this year. I did that. This is going to meet a lot of the businesses that work there that we currently use and may use in the future. In general, for me, I thought it was a worthwhile going to the campus again. I had to leave early on Saturday to pick my daughter off the year off. Overall, it was enjoyable, and I actually learned
Russ, when you attended, do you want to add anything to it or not?
It's been noted. I think actually it was one of the better. I've been noted these things for probably 25 years, and I think this was definitely one of the better conferences. I thought they were a lot more organized this year. They had some grand topics. A couple of things were old, but all in all, the speakers and the presentations were done a lot better. Maybe there wasn't as many people, but we had a lot more discussions going on, and it seemed that we covered a lot more topics. So it was pretty good weekend.
Thank you, Russ. The only thing that I will add to it that really stuck out to me, the opposite end of Russ, this was my third conference that I was at, and the biggest thing that I noticed last year with the government or with the governor's election, it was a really political year, and I found it very distasteful. I didn't like it last year. Topics were way too political. We all of us that went there saw it, recognized it, and that didn't exist this year. It was refreshing. Other than that, Steve and Russ covered it well. Again, we have that. If you want to take a look, remember the IML has that program that you can download, and you can still access that. It gives who the speakers were, goes into detail about it. It provides the handouts that they have that they always run out if you come in 2 seconds late and they're empty. The handouts are online. You can download them and take a look at it. Great benefit. The 14.3 proclamation day that Mr. What was his name, Patty?
DeSano.
Why he was here again declaring November 13th World Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Day. Happy to help that gentleman with his request. Item 14.4, Mayor's comments. The only comment I have is, I don't know if anybody's been downtown on Goodenough Boulevard. I have. I live there. The parking lot, Adam, thank you, looks fantastic. It's seal-coated, crack-sealed, and a huge patch of new asphalt is down, a nice repair job, and bright yellow visible stripes. It looks great.
Congratulations.
Yep. And that's all I have on the 14.5 trustees' comments.
How are we doing on multi-family dwelling? I noticed there's a new car there, and the owner shows up usually the first time, the first of the month, every month, is what the rest of the year. We are doing the site checks, as you can check it out. Thank you.
So?
Just a reminder that the clock tower has been changed for the mansion.
To adjourn.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Crowley, seconded by Trustee Boyce.
Yes.
All in favor?
All right.
We are adjourned at 7:14.